I was invited to a few weddings this week in Massachusetts. It's hard to say right now if this week will figure as a milestone or a footnote in U.S. social history, but it may be a good week to note, if you should ever doubt the possibility of change, that humanity can actually move with amazing speed. 4 years ago, when Vermont enacted civil unions, they were seen by many Americans as a radical proposition. But public opinion surveys this week, such as in the Los Angeles Times, show that while 34% of the American people are opposed to permitting gays to marry, 24% favor it, and 38% support civil unions. What was once considered a radical proposition is now seen as a kind of popular compromise. There are many Americans who may not accept the idea of gays being able to marry, but they also respect that gay couples may want a way to recognize and legally secure their commitment to each other. As I read those poll numbers, a good percentage of the American people accept that gays have real, valid human values that include the desire to join their lives with another human being, to be part of a family, and to be accepted in a community. What will such polls show in another 2 or 3 years, after thousands of gays have been married in Massachusetts and go back to their homes in Boston, Northampton, or Dorchester, or perhaps to Durham, North Carolina, Hebron, Utah, or West Covina, California, and the world keeps on spinning, unperturbed? People who may have thought they could never countenance gay marriage may find that they don't have to. They can live their own lives and let others do the same. Now, there are some longtime gay couples who find gay marriage baffling, a mindless imitation of what they see as an ancient heterosexual cultural institution. But in a society in which more than half of all marriages end in divorce, there is something affecting and uplifting about seeing people who are eager to make a commitment to one another. Many of the long-term gay couples who've been married in Massachusetts this week already know what young marrieds need time to learn, that the glory and the challenge of marriage is in the mundane daily details of loving, caring, accommodating, depending, and discovering new ways to be in love with the same old person. In Merle Miller's 1971 milestone of a book, On Being Different, he noted that young homosexual rights activists, and that's what they were called more than 30 years ago, sometimes said, "We don't care if we're loved, we want to be respected." "Perhaps I'm old-fashioned," Merle Miller wrote, "but I want to be loved, too. Life is lonely unless you're loved."
The Belgians and Greeks do it. Nice young men who sell antiques do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. Monkeys, whenever you look, do it. Ali Khan and King Farouk do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. Luella Parsons can't quite...
Sir Noel Coward,